Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. With the Audioboom mobile app, you can record and edit and file audio reports on location. That way they can be instantly heard by your fans and your followers on social media. If you're more a listener than a producer, you can get trending content from the world's biggest broadcasters like the BBC, NPR, and Universal Music, as well as your favorite local stations and sports teams. Well, it's here. Finally. After over a year of rumors, hints, announcements, delays, and public wrangles with labels, Google's YouTube platform has unveiled MusicKey, the long-awaited music service. But it's only partially here. It turns out MusicKey is more complicated than expected. There are two parts to it. One is a free music section within YouTube, and the other is a paid music subscription service that will open on Monday the 17th. That's the part we were expecting. And that will be invite only at first. The free part of MusicKey is indicated with a tab in YouTube, which you can see now on the website. If you update your mobile YouTube app, you'll see it there too. In that new section, YouTube offers playlists based on your preferences and also based on many different music genres. That part is a lot like other music services, except, you know, it's videos. Now, the subscription part is where the real action is, and also the big question marks. YouTube says that subscribers will get an ad-free listening experience. Subscribers will also be able to download music for offline listening. The big question is whether anyone will pay for this. YouTube is already the world's largest music delivery platform with 1 billion monthly users. And YouTube has trained the consumer market, especially young digital natives, to expect free music. How many of those users will convert to paying customers? Not many, probably. But YouTube has other audiences too, and with a footprint of 1 billion users, Google doesn't need to convert many of them for MusicKey to be the largest music subscription service in the world. From the ever-eventful legal world of music licensing, iHeartMedia wants to reduce music licensing costs by 80%. That revelation turned into the most popular article on Rain News for the last week. iHeart proposed a much lower statutory licensing rate in a written argument to the U.S. Copyright Royalty Board. That's the board which will make a decision on new rates at the end of next year. iHeart's argument applies to radio station webcasts, which must pay record labels for the use of their music. The terrestrial broadcasts don't have to pay, but the online streams do have to, such as the peculiarity of U.S. copyright law. Anyway, webcasters are making their pitches to the Copyright Royalty Board, and iHeartMedia's argument is based on what it pays Warner Music for its records. That is part of a privately negotiated agreement. iHeart says the government should be guided by free market agreements between willing buyers and willing sellers. We'll see what happens. Everybody who's taking part of this is staking out extreme positions, and the royalty board will probably come down somewhere in the middle. What do people listen to in their cars? Edison Research, author of the landmark Share of Ear study, released a new portion of it, and this one focused on music in the car. Share of Ear is a large-scale survey which discovered what people listen to among all sources of audio. So, what's going on in the car? Radio stations will be glad to know that AM/FM listening still rules by 67%, according to Edison's research. Satellite radio gets 18% of in-car listening. Internet music? Way down at 3%. But as digital dashboards make internet service easier to get in the car, radio will be increasingly threatened in the one mobile environment where it has traditionally ruled. Music service Rhapsody released quarterly earnings. Actually, its parent company, Real Networks, which owns about half of Rhapsody, released its earnings, which included profit and loss for the great uncle of music subscription services. Rhapsody had more revenue than a year ago, but also steeper losses, about $8 million in net losses for the quarter. These big music services, with their high cost of music, continue struggling to be profitable. SoundHound, one of the leading music recognition apps, took the next step in its ongoing competition with rival Shazam, issuing a new, overhauled mobile app for Apple and Android phones. There are some beautiful cosmetic changes and an important new addition. SoundHound now connects with Beats Music for users who subscribe to Beats Music. SoundHound and Shazam vie with each other and have for quite some time to be the better connected app. And this is important to users because tagged music within SoundHound or Shazam can be stored inside a music service for future playing. You can't listen to full songs in Shazam or SoundHound, so they tie into Spotify, RDO, Pandora, iTunes Radio, and Beats. Now, these apps are popular, Shazam and SoundHound. SoundHound itself claims 230 million users, far more than all of those music listening services combined. You might remember from a few weeks ago that Disney decided to sell off its radio stations and migrate its radio shows to internet distribution. The company took the first step in that direction, partnering with Slacker Radio to carry three Disney shows. Slacker is a good choice. That service has a lot of hosted programs, in addition to the usual array of music playlists. The head of content there, Jack Isquith, told us at Rain News that those hosted programs, especially music countdowns, such as the type that Disney does in its shows, are exceptionally popular. Remember how Taylor Swift and her record label pulled all her music out of Spotify? Very suddenly, that's how. Spotify founder Daniel Ek issued a comprehensive defense of his company with a tone that indicated the seriousness of the situation. He mentioned that Taylor was on track to earn $6 million this year in royalties from Spotify streams. Her label quickly refuted that, and so the argument continues. In the meantime, Spotify also, rather playfully, put together a playlist of songs whose titles read like a love letter, imploring Taylor Swift to come back. That was a fun, light touch to put on the whole affair. But seriously, Spotify really does want music's biggest star back in the catalog. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like based on your listening history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujala.com. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.